time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
All right, here's something. It's Rabbi Brian. Here's something, I don't know, kind of fun for me to say. So it looks like Plato was wrong, right? That's kind of cool, right? That's a headline. Plato was wrong. So why am I saying Plato was wrong? Well, Plato had this idea that people, when they see the truth, when they see what is right, when they will cast away their illusions and they will cast away the things that are bad for them, and they will go in the direction of truth. And he was wrong, right? You know people who don't do the thing they know they ought to be doing. All right, there's a chance you too might sometimes not do exactly what you should be doing. Right? We all, even when we see the truth right in front of us, we still say yes to the person we wanted to say no to. Or we say no to the person we wanted to say yes to. Or to ourselves. Right? We do something to ourselves we know is injurious. Well, that's insanity, right? So Plato was wrong. People don't necessarily do what the right thing is. And worse than this, you have to realize that the other people in your life do this as well, right? So you see someone doing something wrong and you have to go, that's just how people are. And I think the trick is for us to have compassion for them and compassion for ourselves. We might get really frustrated that they're doing something we know is injurious to them, especially if we love them. But we need to realize that, well, we need to accept that. We need to open our hearts and go, that's just how we're all flawed. The idea of social economics comes from, right? Economists used to say that people always do what is in the best for them in the bottom line. And social economics came along and said, no, that's not true. People don't always do what's monetarily the best for them. There's a whole social aspect to it. Well, those are the thoughts I got today. Plato was wrong. Email me your thoughts. Visit rotb.org. Tell your friends that Plato was wrong. I got like 5 more seconds and got nothing else to say. With lots of love, I'm Rabbi Brian.